Hello, I'm Marilyn again from Inspiring Parents and Kids, and today's episode is going to be on a kid bit that summarizes itself as always encourage your child in being themselves. As you may know, Kid Bits is a short little book I wrote which has just got inspirations for parents so that when they have a moment they can open up that book and read what it says and hopefully get a moment of being present to what's really going on, stepping away from what they're maybe triggered by and actually getting something that will help them in that situation. And so, today's kid bit is always encourage your child in being themselves. And what I mean by that is that, you know, with our society the way it is, we tend to try to fit into boxes and try to fit our kids into boxes. This is reinforced in schools when they're put in certain grades, in certain groups. They're maybe labeled as, you know, gifted or slow learners or many other things. We're trying to make sense of individuals, which you can't make sense of because they are just that, individuals. So when you encourage your child to be themselves, it causes you to really be open to who they are and what they've come here to do, to support them in that, in what their message is and what they've come to, what kind of changes they've come to make in the world. I know one of my daughters was always a fighter for justice. She would stand up for things that were unfair and speak out on that. And this was always a little uncomfortable for me because I was a very quiet person, didn't like to rock the boat, didn't like to bring attention to myself. And here I had this child that was completely the opposite. So I could go one of two ways. I could shut her down and try to make her fit into the rest of the world and don't rock the boat. Or I could encourage her to be her best self and to get her message out in a way that it could be heard and made a difference. So in doing that, I had to step outside my comfort zone and really grow myself in that, as well as create an amazing relationship with my daughters, as I encouraged them and watched who they turned into. They're two completely different women, and watching them grow and change into who they are was magical for me and I think for them. So, you know, really encouraging them to be themselves. Think about that. Take a look at the people around you. There are so many people who don't know who they are. They're in reaction to the world. They're living on autopilot. They're basically walking through the world asleep. They don't know who they are or what they're all about. They're living in what they want to appear to be, but who are they underneath all that? Can you imagine where you would be if you learned early what your grand mission is or were supported in being the person you came here to be? And this world would be a very different place. Your life would be very different. And that's what you're giving to your child. You're seeing them for who they are, encouraging them, supporting them to be their very best. And you are their very best cheerleader. This is a powerful thing because one of my big passions is to help people wake up to who they are, because that's what I found for myself is I slept a lot of my life. I learned early that I love to help kids and inspire kids, and then I took it into parenting. And then I ended up in the corporate world, working my way up the ladder like so many people do, trying to feel successful until I got to my 50s and realized, holy cow, I'm not doing what I came here to do. I'm not living my mission or my vision. And how did I get here? And suddenly waking up to who I really was. And I think that happens for a lot of people because we lose that. When we're younger, we tend to be parented from the same way our parents did, and our parents want to make sure that we fit in and don't get our feelings hurt when we don't fit in, and don't be different because you'll get hurt or anything like that. And then we go into schools and we're graded and we're measured and judged for who we are, what we know, what mistakes we make. And we find ourselves, in order to survive, we try to fit in. But we lose ourselves along the way. Our own purpose gets eroded in that whole system. And then we go from one schooling to another schooling and then out into the work world. But who are we really underneath? So we are giving our children an amazing gift by encouraging them to always be themselves and for us to always learn who they are and what they're all about. So that is my kidbit for today. I'm Marilyn Forman with Inspiring Parents and Kids, and I hope this has been wonderfully helpful. And I will hear you again or have another podcast for you very soon. Have a great day.